Mr. Dave Davis filed a lawsuit against the government with regards to our plebiscite on the grounds that it was unconstitutional and race-based because of the fact that it is to register to vote, you would have to, in this plebiscite, you would have to be a native inhabitant of Guam. Since the case has gone through the court system, they have recently reached the decision on in favor of Mr. Davis. With that decision also came the Department of Justice Threat Against Small Land Trust Commission, which is our commission that provides land to those of Chamorro descent, and that is primarily for our Chamorro people. So those are the two things that have come up that have brought the attention to the Chamorro people and non-Chamorros alike who stand in support of our rights to our self-determination.
This plebiscite was on the possibility of seeking greater self-determination for the Chamorro people, but essentially the court has ruled that that can't go through because it would be restricted only to Chamorro people.
Yes, so what we feel as Chamorros is that, we feel that it is our right as Indigenous people to whatever the choice may be, whatever our people decide, whether it's integration, free association, or independence, whatever our people choose, it is our right to vote. We are the people of the land. Mr. Davis, he did make his decision in moving to Guam. He has a place of home. He came from the continent of the United States, and he always has a choice to go back there. But for the Chamorro people, this is our homeland, and it has been our home for over 4,000 years. And for the last 400-plus years, we have been colonized, first through Spain, then through the Japanese occupation, and then now the United States. So I feel like, for me, it is our right as Indigenous people to express our self-determination in this plebiscite. Chamorros, we are such welcoming people. We've welcomed many people to our island. In that sense, respect is one of our beliefs is, we are very respectful people. So we ask that, that everybody, non-Chamorros, would respect our right to vote. That's personally how I feel about this issue with the Davis case. And this coincides with the Chamorro Land Trust, what's going on with the Chamorro Land Trust right now.
So tell us about
this decision.
So tell us about this protest rally on Friday.
Okay, we want it to be a peaceful space for Chamorros and non-Chamorros to come together to recognize the rights of the Chamorro people, to voice, their concern, to kind of share, because a lot of our people are, they don't have the time to read the case. They don't have the time to read the decision. So we're calling out all of the people of Guam, non-Chamorros, to come and join us at this rally at 4 to 6, right in front of our governor's office. And that space being such a significance because there was a movement over 22 years ago when a group of Chamorro people called the Nation Chamorro camped out there in protest so that the government can further implement the Chamorro Land Trust. So there is a big significance for that area that we will be gathering at. And so that's what we ask of our people and the people who now call Guam home is just to come stand along with us in solidarity and just celebrate the rights of our people and recognize that. And if they have questions about what's going on, you're free to ask all the questions there.